5. Imperial Palace, City of Chiraeth, Kingdom of Chisholm.
Oh, it's good to actually see you, Michael.
Empress Charlian held out her arms to Michael Stainer, who was considerably taller than she was. She seemed to disappear momentarily as he embraced her, and Caleb was pretty certain, as he waited for his own turn to embrace Stainer, that neither his wife's nor his archbishop's eyes were completely dry.
"It's good to see you too, Your Majesty," Stainer replied after a moment, standing back far enough to rest his hands on Charlian's shoulders and looking deep into her eyes. "The last time it hadn't been all that long since those maniacs tried to kill you."
"I know." Charlian's eyes darkened briefly, and she reached up to pat the hand on her right shoulder.
Then her expression turned more lively once more, and she shook her head severely at him.
"I know," she repeated, "but don't think the pleasure of seeing you again is going to cause me to overlook the impropriety of your chosen form of address."
For a second, Stainer actually seemed a bit taken aback, but then his own eyes began to twinkle, and he stepped back to bow to her in mock contrition.
"Forgive me, Charlian," he said.
"Better," she told him, and he chuckled as he turned to greet Caleb in turn.
With most men, Caleb would have settled for clasped forearms, but this was Michael Stainer, whom he hadn't seen face to face in over a year, and his own eyes weren't totally dry as he hugged the archbishop fiercely.
"Easy, Caleb, easy," Stainer gasped. "Mind the ribs. They're no younger than the rest of me, you know."
"They and you are tougher than an old boot, Michael," Caleb returned a bit huskily.
"Now there's a respectful way to describe an archbishop," Stainer observed, and Caleb laughed and waved at the armchair waiting in front of the coal fire, quietly seething on the grate.
"Well, we'll just have to see if we can't make amends. Knowing you as well as I do, I expect this to make a pretty good start."
He indicated the whiskey decanter on the end table between the armchair and the small couch beside it.
"West Isle blended, as a matter of fact. It was hard to get Charlie to agree to part with it. This is the 24-year Grand Reserve, but she agreed it would probably be the best way to get your undivided attention."
"The two of you obviously have a deplorably low and frighteningly accurate view of my character," Stainer said.
The archbishop followed his hosts across to the waiting chair and allowed himself to be seated before either of them. Most, not all by any means, but definitely most, of the Church of God Awaiting's archbishops would have demanded precedence over any mere monarch, would have expected his hosts to remain standing until he'd taken his seat. Stainer didn't, which was one reason they insisted on doing it anyway. Once they had him ensconced in the comfortable chair, Charlian curled up on one end of the couch, kicking off her shoes and tucking her feet under her, while Caleb busied himself pouring three substantial glasses of the pungent amber whiskey. He added water to all three, and a little ice, something Chisholm produced in bulk during the winter months, to his and Stainer's glasses. Charlian, having been taught the proper way to appreciate fine drink by Baron Green Mountain, regarded the contamination of perfectly good whiskey with ice as a Carisian perversion. When she was in a better mood than usual, she was prepared to concede that, given the warmth of old Carus's year-round climate, the barbarous custom might have some justification under truly extreme conditions, but that didn't make it the sort of thing in which decent people wanted to indulge. A little spring water to tone down the alcohol just enough to bring out the full array of scents and flavors was quite another thing, of course.
"Oh my," Stainer sighed, eyes half closed in bliss, as he lowered his glass a few moments later. "You know, it's not often something actually exceeds its reputation.
I have to admit, Chisholm's distilleries really are better than ours in Carus," Caleb agreed. "I'm still in the process of sampling and developing my palate properly. And the good news is that it's going to take me years to try all of them.